I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The U.S. has vetoed a widely backed U.N. resolution that could have paved the way for Palestinian membership into the U.N.
Since the attacks of October 7, President Biden has been clear that sustainable peace in the region can only be achieved through a two-state solution, with Israel's security guaranteed.
UN Deputy Ambassador Robert Wood, Palestinian United Nations Permanent Observer Riyad Mansour, speaking through a translator.
Our right to self-determination is a natural right, a historic right, a legal right, a right to live in our homeland, Palestine, as an independent state that is free and that is sovereign.
This is the second Palestinian attempt to force full membership into the UN. Over 100 arrests at New York City's Columbia University after an on-campus pro-Palestinian demonstration where police say Jewish students were threatened and harassed.
University President Munish Shafiq says she authorized officers to move in after students were warned multiple times that they'd eventually be rounded up and detained. Fox News has confirmed Representative Ilhan Omar's daughter was among those who were detained, and according to some reports, the congresswoman's daughter has been suspended along with others who participated in the encampment. Those who are now suspended risk being unable to complete courses on time. Students were detained with zip ties and then boarded onto correctional buses. Officers were forced to carry some off the lawn.
Fox's CB Cotton at Columbia University. 12 jurors and one alternate have so far been seated at former President Trump's hush money trial. After court was done for the day, the former president again said the case against him should be thrown out.
You got a DA that's out of control. You have a judge that's highly conflicted. The whole thing is a mess.
Jury selection will resume tomorrow. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A man under arrest in connection with a plot to kill the leader of Ukraine.
Prosecutors in Poland say they've arrested a man who is preparing to pass on information to Russian military intelligence. All part of a plot to assassinate Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The information concerned an airport under the control of U.S. troops near Poland's border with Ukraine, a gateway for international military and humanitarian aid. The suspect has been identified only by the name Pavel K. We're told he was seeking contact with Russians directly involved in the war. If convicted, he could get 8 years in prison. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Starbucks is making moves to become more sustainable.
The coffee giant is planning to eliminate waste with new disposable cups that contain up to 20% less plastic. Booming sales of Starbucks cold drinks have created a problem. Growing amounts of plastic waste from the single-use cups in which iced drinks are served. Although Starbucks got its start by selling coffee, the company says cold drinks now account for 75% of its U.S. sales. Starbucks says the reduced plastic cups are part of a commitment to slash its waste in half by 2030. The new cups are slated to be rolled out to stores in the U.S. and Canada starting this month.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. A new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research shows 45% of U.S. adults say they'll become more concerned about climate change over the past year. That includes roughly 6 in 10 Democrats and one quarter of Republicans. President Biden's signature climate change policy invests billions of dollars in incentives for consumers and businesses to move toward clean energy sources. The poll suggests that although the law has already affected some Americans, it's not widely known and may not be the electoral boost the president wants. On Wall Street, stocks drifted to a mixed close. The Dow added 22 points. The Nasdaq lost 81. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.